So Pinchas is ex-Nishmas Daniel Shainamos Yeshua Fowl. Okay. I'll tell you the inspiration for this shiur, and I guess you have to speak to Rabbi Meiz about this because he's a Baal Kori, is the uniqueness of this Shabbos. It's Shabbos Zohar, right? So that's okay, it's unique, it's once a year, but that's not what makes it so unique. It's that how often do we have Shabbos Zohar? Usually is with Parshas Tetzaveh. And then if the leap year, it's usually with Vayikra. But to have Parshas Zohar together with Truma is very rare. It's very rare. And in fact, I was speaking to my friend Rabbi Harari yesterday, who's on the share, and he got contacted by Rabbi Heber in Baltimore, and he gave him the stats. Listen to the stats. 1977 it happened, 2001 it happened, and the next time, Be'ez Hashem, 2048.
Wow.
Someone said to me in the show the other day, he says, "You wish me my 100th birthday on 2048." So, when I was preparing the shiurim for Parshas Tetzaveh, I always try to connect it into Shabbos Zohar. And then I looked it up. I said, "No, it's Truma." She says, "Truma doesn't happen on Truma," and it's very rare. Last time was 20 years ago. Next time will be 27 years from now. So should all be gesund till then. So that's why I want to say something with Parshas Truma together with Zohar, because it's a unique year. That Parshas Truma and the Shabbos Zohar. So the Torah says, "V'asu li mikdash v'shachati b'socham," in this week's parsha, and that's the mitzvah of building a base of mikdash. "V'asu li mikdash v'shachati b'socham." So the Zohar HaKadosh says a chiddush that not only is there a mitzvah to build a base of mikdash, there's also a mitzvah to build a shul. In other words, every community should have a shul. In fact, that's a tosefta. The tosefta says that we make a tax on the community, that every community should have a shul. What does that mean? It means even if you have a place to daven. Say, I grew up with a, I remember in yeshiva, I was with a fellow for not mentioning any names or any communities, but he said that his community, back then, now it's different, but in his community, he says, we don't have a shul. What we have is a day school. The day school has a gym. The gym is a huge room, and it's set up on Shabbos to daven. And that's what we do. We daven in the gym. So that's not a shul. So today they have a very big shul and a very nice shul, etc. But they didn't have a shul back then. So the halacha is that every community, not only they should have a place to daven. In other words, you have a gym, so that's a place to daven. It's a very spacious place to daven, where some people are nice enough to lend their basements to people but it's not a shul, because a shul is something that is specific for davening. And if it's basically a gym, that's not specific for davening. And then on Shabbos they just set up chairs. That's not a base kinesis. And every community, the Asuli Mikdash, Zohar Kaddish says, should have a base kinesis. Okay. Now, let me show you a Gemara in Brachas. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this Gemara. And it's about coming to Shul. And it also has to do with Parsha Zohar. So we have to have that's the commitment to have this connection. So take a look. It's in Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Masechta Brachos. Says the Gemara, Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer shenichnas lebeis haKnesses. So Rabbi Eliezer comes to shul, and what? Lo and behold, v'lomotza asara. There were not 10 people in shul. He didn't have a minion. He didn't have a minion. Reb Elezer didn't have a minion. So what do you do when you don't have a minion? So usually you go outside and you try to flag down somebody, right? Some people, I have a chush of making minyanim. The key to make a minyan is when people come to the place and there's no minyan, so they get despair and they start leaving. No, you got to tell them stay, and then you'll get the tenth, bring the tenth guy in. Because what happens is they see the minyan, oh, we're going to go someplace else. No, the key is to keep the people there. And then once the people are there, then you'll find the tenth. But when people start leaving, then you'll never get it. So Rabbi Lezer didn't have a minion. So what did he do? The Shichur Avdo. He freed his slave. Now, what kind of slave is this? So we know there's different types of slaves. There's an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a Jew. So that's not the problem. If your tenth man is an Eved Ivri, then it's okay. But this is an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is basically, he starts off as a goy, and then you bring him into the mikveh to make him an Eved Kanani. Like Rav Shechter always quotes, based on the Rambam, that an Eved Kanani, he left Goyishkeit, but he's not a Jew yet fully. He is, like Rav Shechter always says, I think Rav Salvechik, whatever, he's a Miktsas Kedushas Yisrael. In other words, as we would normally think, either they're Jews or Goyim, one or the other. No, you could be a in between. What does that mean? You have mitzvahs, kedushas, you also chayiv in mitzvahs like what? Like an isha, even though you're a man, but you chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha, so you'll be potter from mitzvahs, say, shazaman, grom, whatever mitzvahs that women are potter, he'll be potter also. So the Eved Kanani is a partial Jew, a partial Goy. But that doesn't count for a minyan, because you need a full Jew. But once you free the Eved Kanani, as Rav Shechter pointed out, and then you bring him to the mikveh to the second time, now that is the full gamers. So the beginning starts off, as Rav Shechter pointed out, like a partial gamers. You're a partial Jew. And now he freed him. I guess there was a mikveh there. He brought him to the mikveh, and now he has his minyan. And that was the story of Rabbi Lezer. Shichur Avdo v'hishlimo la'asar. So the Gemara says, but how did he do that? Hechi Avdo Amar Rabbi Yehuda kol hamshachur Avdo over ba'asei. That you violate a mitzvah essay because it's la'olam b'hem tavodu. You're not supposed to free the slave, the Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says, l'dvar mitzvah shayni. It's for a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, but it's a mitzvah b'bavera. So the Gemara says, no, mitzvah derabim shayni. That to make a minyan is a mitzvah derabim. It's a communal mitzvah to make it. So therefore, he came to shul, right? You see, he went to shul. Also, li mikdash, he came to shul, and he didn't have a minyan, but he had his eved was with him. His eved was with him, and he was meshachrer. Now he has his minyan. So comes the rush. The rush is here in the seventh parak of Brachas in Simen Chof, where the rush wants to know what was he trying to do here. So he says he was probably one needed a minion to say Baruch Hu, to say Kaddish, right? That's why he needed a minion. If you have a mitzvah called the Shmo Kedusha, it's still a mitzvah derabim, even though these things are only derabana, right? I feel Hachim Bolzer. He says mitzvah derabim shani. The olim essay derabim d'chsiv in k'tashni b'soch bnei Yisrael. I know essay the katchim asoshem basara derabim. Feel Hachim Bolzer derabana. On the shmo kedusha baruchu. Even if these things are only derabana, to hear kedusha baruchu, still, it's you can do that. You can free the eved. Right, but he says another possibility, and he says it's highly unlikely that was the case. But you know what another possibility would have been? That it was Shabbos Zohar. It was Shabbos Zohar, and there you need a minyan min haTorah. You need 10 people min haTorah. And maybe that could have been he says he had, that could have been another possibility. He doesn't think it's so likely that that was the case in the Gemara, but that would have been another possibility, that it was Shabbos Zachar, Shehumen HaTorah, Gemashra Nebuchol Inyana. And that could have been another possibility, but he thinks that even if it wasn't Shabbos Zachar, just to say a regular Kaddish, a regular Baruch Hu, would have been a sufficient reason for him to be able to free his slave. That's the Rush. So the Trumas Hadeshin quotes this Rush, and he says he has the Trumas Hadeshin was from the Gdolei HaPoskim, and he wrote he has Tshuvas. It's known from the Shach that the Tshuvas of the Trumas Hadeshin, he wrote the questions and the answers. There was some Tshuvas, most Tshuvas for him, people had real shaylas, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, the face. People asked him shaylas, so he very often he has. Someone told me once, a fellow, he's a real character. He's no longer alive anymore. He said that his name was Mr. Shatten. He said he told me this once. He said when Rav Moshe, he was from the Lower East Side, and he's told me once that Rav Moshe was coming out with a sefer. He says I want to be in the sefer, so I'm going to ask him a shaila so I can be in the sefer. So the famous tshuva that is a famous tshuva Rav Moshe has, whether you're allowed to go in the subway during rush hour because you might bump into a woman, packed trains. You know, today, you know, the trains are empty with COVID and this, but back in the day, I'm sure those that grew up in New York know what a packed train is. A packed train is the opposite of social distance, it was packed, and you could bump into women all the time. So that was the shaila that this fella asked, was he wanted to get into the sefer. So he got into the sefer, the famous tshuva about could you go in a subway during rush hour? You might bump into a woman. So my Moshe permitted it because it's not derechiba. So even if but the Trumas Hadeshin, he wrote the questions and wrote the answers. So the question was, that people who live in the yishuv, they live out in the fields, whatever, and they come in for Purim to hear the Megillah because they don't have shuls or they don't have people reading the Megillah where they live. So should they at least come in a little bit early so they could hear Parsha Zachar also? That was the question. Or is they coming into for the Megillah? Should they come, once they're coming in, should they come in this year? You'd have to come in, come in on Shabbos for the next Friday. So the Trumas Hadeshin said, of course, coming into Tadaraisa, to Shailava Daraisa, Kriyas Parsha Zachar. So he said that you definitely should come in early to hear Parsha Zachar B'tzibur. He says, Adrabah, Tzarf Tveichi Yishma Kriyas Zachar B'tzibur Mikra. It's even maybe more chashiv than Mikra Megillah to hear Parsha Zachar. But he says, because Parshas Mikra Megillah, you don't need really to have a minyan, right? You could read Megillah B'yachid, right? So Mustama, they could have stayed home and read the Megillah, but they wanted to come in to hear Mikra Megillah in the shul, in the communal shul, to have a minyan for it. So he says, you're coming in for that. Certainly come for Zachar. Because coming in for Zachar, that for sure you need a minyan. So you should come in early. And he quotes this Rush that technically could have been the reason why he freed his slave, the Parsha Zachar. He thinks that it's not. Even if wouldn't have been Parsha Zachar, he would have been allowed to free his slave. But certainly Parsha Zachar would have been a good reason why to free the slave, the Kaima Mitzvah Sesei Daraisa, even at the expense of being mevatel a mitzvah of la'olam bohem tavodu, which is a mitzvah essay that you're not allowed to free, you're not allowed to free slaves. Oh, so that's the story. So now, one of the things that come up a lot, this Shabbos Zachar thing, is women. The shaila of women. The women have to hear Parsha Zachar, right? So there's a famous chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch has a famous comment. And he writes in the Sefer HaChinuch, I'll give you the exact citation in Tuf Reish Gimel. He says, "V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zecharim." Only men have to hear it. Ki lahem lasos hamulchama. Because the point of Zechiras Amalek is to remember Amalek to wage war against them, and Nashim are not. He says b'zecharim ki lahem lasos hamulchama. The nikmas ha'oyev, lola noshim. So that's a famous comment. That's why many poskim hold, based on the Sefer Chinuch, that women don't have to. But the Michas Chinuch contends with this. The Michas Chinuch says, but normally we say there's a famous Gemara that's been sota that says. That's only Mechemes Rishus. By Mechemes Mitzvah, Hakol Yotzim, a few Kala Michupasa. And for Mechemes Mitzvah, even Nashim. So this became a big thing. You know, Hakol Tzrichim Mazel. So this Mitzvah had got Mazel that the women, you know, very much like to go for Zohar. Even though, you know, technically speaking, many poskim hold like the Sefer Achinach, that they're not. That required, but they go, and then there's even a question whether you know sometimes they'll make minyanim after davening or in the afternoon, or and is that you know that's okay? So make them happy. You know, I say even if they're not chayv, you know, we have a concept of lasos nachas ruach lenoshim. You got to make them happy. So if this is going to make them happy to hear. Yeah, you know, there are other questions of whether you're allowed to read, you know, because there you're going to read it publicly the Sefer Torah, and you're not going to make brachas, and you're not going to have. So that's the big question that people have about, you know, in the Hasidic circles. So there's the minhag Mishnah Torah, right? The Leil Hoshana Rabbah, they read the Chumash Devarim, right? So other poskim were against this minhag. Because you're reading something publicly and you're not making the Birchas HaTorah on it, because it's not a technical chiyuv, so you can't. So some poskim held that that's not a proper thing. Where the Hasidim have a minhag on Chodesh Nisan coming up. And Chodesh Nisan, every day they'll read the Nasi Hayom, right? They'll take a Torah out after and they'll read the Nasi from Parshas Nosso. So it's highly questionable whether this is a proper thing or that, but you know whatever. You know, if you hold it to Shiloh and the Raisa, you know the Gemara says that that there's a mitzvah of smicha. The mitzvah of smicha is when you bring a korban, you rest your hands on the korban, right? And you have to do it b'chol kocho. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, the women like to use to do that. But they're not really chayiv because it's a mitzvah sesei shas man grama. Because it's only by yom the mitzvah smicha to be so mechiyad of our korban. So the Gemara says for women we'll let them put their hands lightly. So it's not the real thing. But lasos nachas ruach lenoshim. You know, lasos nachas ruach lenoshim. So if you hold that it's a question of a deraisa not to report the Torah publicly without a berachas haTorah, then you only say nachas ruach lenoshim by a derabana. So by putting our hands lightly, it's only a shayla. Maybe at worst, if they're doing it wrong, it's only a derabanan. So you can say nasas nuach. But you have to know when we say this and when we don't say it. This, in other words, this is you know how what's the boundary that requires its own discussion. What's the boundary? But somehow this became a thing that women like to hear Shabbat Zohar. You know, and now especially. Like a woman just called me 5 minutes ago. She said she's very machbid on COVID, you know, so does she have to go for Zohar? So I said, she doesn't have to go for Zohar. But he said, but make sure you should go for the Megillah, because that you really have a chiv to, you know, do it in a safe way. But that you really have a chiv. Oh, So there is a sefer. So this is the part of the discussion is whether we say that since Nashim are not benos melchama, so then they're potter from Schiras Amalek. And Mechas Chinuch took issue with this. Oh. So there is a sefer called Hesoris Tshuva. It's one of my favorite svarim. This Oris Tshuva is a sefer written by the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. And in the early edition, in other words, there are different editions, so in the early edition, he has a tshuva about this topic. I mean, the tshuva, whether women are chayiv, so he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara that we just said. What was the Gemara we had? Rabbi Elazar came to shul, right? And he only had nine, and he had an Eved there. And he was Meshachar the Eved. But the question is, why did he have to be Meshachar the Eved? If Eved is Chayiv in Mitzvahs Ge'isha, and if an Isha is Chayiv, he wouldn't have to be Meshachar the Eved. He could have read it with the nine and the Eved. So it must be that the women are Potter. And therefore he had to be Meshachar the Eved. So now you have 10 people who are chayiv in the midst of Zohar, and now he was able to read it. So for this, he wants to bring a raya that perhaps there's no chayiv on the woman. But Rav Abadi always says that people, a lot of times women are very into certain things, but certain basic things like tefillah. Everybody always points out that tefillah, there's a real chiyuv. Women have to daven. He holds that really the chatchila should be davening. He really should be davening three times a day. But that's a real chiyuv, tefillah, right? Tefillah is a chiyuv for women. And these other things that women got into, you know, but tefillah, just davening, you know, Shemona Esrei, you know, is a real chiyuv for women to do. And that sometimes it's more, they're more lax about, but these special occasion things, they're more, you know, like Shabbat Zohar and things like that. But I'm not trying to tell women not to do it. If they want to do it, let them go. And now it becomes more complicated when the shuls don't want to be so full and they want to be this. So every community has to decide how they're going to deal with that in terms of women. But the Chinuch is the famous posig, you know, the Sefer Chinuch, you know, for the fact that he made that comment that it's only for men and not for women. So that's what I wanted to take the opportunity that this Gemara, Rabbi Elazar coming to shul, and this week's parsha also will be Mikdash, the midst of having a shul, and Rabbi Elazar came to shul, and the discussion of the Rosh about what was the purpose that he freed his slave? Was it just down for Baruch Hu and Kaddish and Kedusha? Or maybe it was Parshas Amalek, and you see from there. And he says it certainly could have been Parshas Amalek. He says it's just not plausible that's a punk that's what the story was on. But it's a possibility, because that would be an example of something that you would need to have 10 men midoraisa to fulfill the idea of Amalek. Okay, so now let's say some Mili Dagada in Amalek. Oh, so there's a famous Gematria. You know, Gematrias are very interesting. The Stipler has, in his Sefer, the Stipler wrote a Sefer Chumash called Birkas Peretz. Birkas Peretz is his Sefer Chumash. And in the Sefer, I think at the end of the Sefer, he has a whole bunch of Gematrias, like wild things. Like he'll take a Dibra Maskil of Rashi and say the Perish is equal to the, you know, real things that you have. So when I was a kid, when I was 18 years old, I was learning in Eretz Yisrael in Kerem Biavna, and a friend of mine, we're going to go visit the Stipler. He was the one you wanted to visit those days. You know, the Bnei Torah used to visit. So the Stipler couldn't hear. The Stipler couldn't hear. You know, he was in the army, his hearing, my father, this week was my end of St. Kaddish this year for my father. So my father also, he was in the Korean War, so he couldn't, he had a hearing aid. And his other ear, he didn't have a hearing aid, but that was too far gone. It wasn't, so the Stipler also, he couldn't hear. And so when you went to the stipler, you had to write out beforehand what you wanted to tell him. That's why they say that if you'd go on Chol HaMoed, he wouldn't be happy, because he wouldn't be happy that people wrote on Chol HaMoed. So somebody had a chap. He wanted to get a bracha from the stipler, but he didn't want to write it. It was on Chol HaMoed. So you know what the guy did? In the shul, there was a sign, the same bracha. So he took the same bracha sign and he presented it to the stipler. The same bracha. And then he liked that. So he gave him a bracha. The same bracha. Okay. Yeah, so the stipler, so you had to write everything from before. You had to write everything from before. So I asked him, how did he come up with these gematrias? So his response to me was, L'may nafkamina. They say that somebody once told me in one of the svarim, it's written that, big shiloh about using electricity in Bnei Brak. Like people, because the Jews are making the electricity, so people in Bnei Brak have their own generators because they don't want to get hanah from the Chil Shabbos of the non-religious Jews who are. So in the morning, it was dark in his house. So sometimes he would just be thinking Shabbos morning, and that's when he would supposedly come up with these gematrias. So there's a famous gematria, Amalek, begematria Safik. So that's Safik. The Kuf is 100, and the Pei is 80. That's 180, and 60 is 240. Amalek is 240 begematria. That's the gematria of Safik, because Amalek wants to put doubt in everyone's mind. Should you really be doing this? Should you really be doing, So, and that's a tremendous. A person lives a life of doubt, so it's not pleasant, because that's what the Yetzer Hara tries to do. And everything is a doubt. You shouldn't think that you're doing the right thing. You shouldn't have sipuk in your avodas Hashem. Everything should be a doubt. Amalek begmatria Sofik. There's a famous statement, and it's not known 100% who authored this statement, but it's such a true statement in life. And some say it's the Rambam who said it. Some say it's maybe not even a Jew who said it, because Rav Yisrael Wolfson pointed out once that the Prima Gaudim Hilchas Chanukah quotes it, and Rabbi Meresh Mandelbaum showed me that it's Rambam quotes it. Maimer HaChacham, it's known. What's the statement? Ein Simcha. There's no joy, there's no simcha in life. A person has to make a decision in life. I see a lot with my talmidim, they're dating, they don't know, should they break up, should they get engaged, what should they do? And then they finally decide which way to go. Hopefully they made the right decision. But ain't safek ela kataras hasfekas. Ain't simcha, rather. Ain't simcha kataras hasfekas. And when you have, you're not sure about something, and then it becomes clear to you. It's a tremendous simcha, and that's what Amalek wants us to be confused. That we should be sad, we should be mevulbal. That's the Yetzer Hara of Amalek. But we say that, and we fight against Amalek. In other words, we're not here to have a physical war, but it's Amalek. But the concept of Amalek. So one of the ideas of Amalek is ain simcha is this is Amalek begmatria sofik, and that takes away all the simcha life. You're servicing Hashem. So that's a tremendous thing. And then Amalek is kriris, right? It's cold, no passion. So there is a famous line in the Tikkuni Zohar. The Tikkuni Zohar, and let me tell you the line. The line is like this: Araisa bidlo dechilu urchimu lo parcha le'ela. I'll say it again: Araisa, Torah, below, without, dechilu urchimu. Dechilu means yira, urchimu is av. Whereas if you do Torah and mitzvahs and you don't have his slavs. You don't have year of Ava, lo parcha le'ema. It doesn't what? It doesn't fly up. Meaning when we learn Torah and we do mitzvahs, we want that should come up to the Shamayim, to the Kisei HaKavod, and influence in the world that we're doing these things. So the Kurei Zohar says, Oraisa, Torah, below the Chilu Urchimu, without Yira, the Chilu Urchimu and Ava, lo parcha le'elo. Doesn't go up to Shemayim. So one of the Chassidim in the Sefer Amoris Tahoros, he quotes from one of the Svarim. Amoris Tahoros is a Svarim that the Rachman Sefer from the Rachman Strift, the Rebbe. He quotes from different Chassidish Svarim that he said over at the Tish on Shabbos. So he says this is Merumas in Parshas Truma, because Parshas Truma has the Arum. Right? The Aron has the Luchos. That represents Torah. But what's on top of the Aron? What's on top of the Aron? The Kruvim. Two cherubs. Parsei Knafayim. With the wings. He says, you know what the idea is? Because the Torah that you have to learn you have to have wings to the Torah. In other words, it shouldn't be a dry thing. It should be but with enthusiasm. Ah, I enjoy it. And therefore, you create wings on your Torah. Parsei Knafayim. Then that Torah is Parcha Le'ela. That Torah goes in into, you know, it goes up, it propels. You have wings. And on top of the Aron, we have the wings. The wings of the Torah has wings. And this goes up to Shemayim, because it's the opposite of Amalek. Amalek wants us to be careers, to be cold, without any emotions, to be suffic. Because when you're suffic, also you can't get into it because you don't know. Is this right? Is that right? You know. That's why you should know there's a vort, there's a Hasidic vort. I always like saying over from the Sefer Avid Hazav. In Parshas Emor, it says like this: "B'yom haShabbos yarchenu, b'yom haShabbos yarchenu." That means that on Shabbos is the time that they put on the what, on the lechem haponim on the shulchan. In other words, every Shabbos they took off the old ones, right, and now they put up the new ones. That's what it literally means. But the Hasidic Sefer means that there's another interpretation of yarchenu. Yachenu doesn't mean always to be mesader it, but yarich means shuts up. When you ever have to evaluate something, you have to think, you know, is this good? Is it not good? So the best time to do it is on Shabbos. But you want to know, is something I'm doing, is this a proper thing? Is it not proper thing? During the week, sometimes you're mavulbal, you know, because during the week, you're busy, you're running, you're going. Shabbos, everything stops. And then you can think. B'yom haShabbos yarchenu. B'yom haShabbos yarchenu. Hoshek in Emor. By the lechem upon it. Literally it means, yarchenu means to re-mesader the new loaves. But yarchenu means yarich, to shots up, to evaluate. Because that's the idea, that the Shabbos comes out again. Because, look, Amalek wants us to stay besofik. Amalek b'gmatria sofik. But we have Shabbos as a time where we could mivar the sphinx. In other words, something I'm doing in life, I'm pursuing in life, is it something I should be pursuing, or maybe it's something that I should go someplace else and not do pursuing this particular thing? And Shabbos is the best time. B'yom haShabbos yarchenu, b'yom haShabbos yarchenu. And that's why Shabbos, we read Mechemes Amalek, it's on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the best time to fight against Amalek. Because Amalek wants us to stay bilbul. To stay with suffix. And that's not healthy. It's not healthy emotionally. It's not healthy. The person's doing something, he should have his whole heart in it. And he should do it belev shalom. But if he's besuffik about the whole thing, then he'll never be belev shalom. That's a melchama amalek. He wants us to remain besuffik. He wants us to have that those sfeikas. So that's why B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu. And that's what it says by Paro. He didn't want Klal Yisrael to keep Shabbos because he didn't want us to think. If you think, that's not going to, who knows what will that bring. B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu. So that's one of the greatest aspects of Shabbos, especially if you walk Friday night, you could sit and think and, reevaluate your life, reevaluate the relationships, reevaluate, different things that you want to think about. And the takana is that we should have on Shabbos is the time that we read the parsha of Amalek, and that's one of the major milchamas that we have against Amalek is that ain't simcha kataras hasfekus, that person has to be, Miyushev has to be, like Rabbi Meir Twersky once said, a person has simcha because he knows he's doing the right thing. That's the whole antithesis of Amalek. And so as we read this week's parsha, we should keep in mind that the next time it's happening is in 2048. In 2048, think what's going to be in 2048. That's the next time that we're going to have Truma together with and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says Zal v'chesed v'nechoshes we give, but what's the last thing? Avnei Shalom v'avnei Milul. Avnei Shalom v'avnei Milul are the most expensive things. So why is that mentioned at the end? So the Or HaChaim says, you know why? Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he says, because the Zal v'chesed v'nechoshes they worked for. They're expensive, but not the most expensive. But the people worked for it, and they bought Zav Kesev Kosher. Now they're giving it away. But the Avnei Milu, Avishom Milu, and Chazal tell us they got the clouds. The Nesim Heviu, Rashi says that the clouds dropped Avnei Shom Avnei Milu to their door. So it wasn't such a big deal that they gave it away because they didn't earn it. They just got it as a freebie. So things that you didn't earn, you didn't work for, don't have the same value. Because all the Kesev Koshes, even though it was not as expensive as Avnei Shom and Avnei Miluim, that they work for, that's mentioned first. Ayin Shom in the Or HaChaim, in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So as we now enter the week before, soon the week before Purim, so we should, this year Purim is on a Friday, so Friday, Purim as it is a very hectic day, but especially if it's on Erev Shabbos. And you got to get rid of the Shabbos. So Bez Hashem, we should have Siyata D'Shmaya, and the Purim should bring us Simcha. And that's the idea. Ain't Simcha, Kataras HaSfeikas. And everyone has Sfeikas in life. Everyone has so many different things to think out in life. Different people are different. Like when I was teaching kids when they were, early, the year before Eretz Yisrael. So that was the biggest thing in life. Which yeshiva should you go in Eretz Yisrael? And that a whole year, that's what the boys would talk about. Which yeshiva should we go? Which yeshiva? That was like the biggest thing. And then they go on to life and they think the other things that are, the question of what they should be doing professionally, who they should marry, etc. Different sfeikas at different times of our lives. And Bez Hashem and Mechoma Amalek is to have the Hataras HaSfeikas, to have the Simcha and to be Meshachar ourselves, Shichror. To free yourself. And that's what he freed his Evan. Free ourselves of Sveikas, that brings us Simcha. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos, a Freilich and Purim, and Bez Hashem will be in touch.